Una, I have to talk to you about something. And do you remember, we were talking about this yesterday, it's on our podcast as well, which you can listen on the new Go Loud app, new home of iRadio. So, and it was where I was helping you change the battery in your key for your car.
What a disaster that was. I still need a change, by the way. Can't get a garage to take me in and code my keys.
Nobody will do it?
No, will do it.
Why not?
Well into November.
Ah, stop.
I'm telling you.
Have you got a spare key?
No. The when I bought the car, they only gave me one key.
Oh, you should ask them for it.
They said one key does plenty.
No, it doesn't. It does not do plenty. Well, when I was going down to try and help you, and I was able to show you how to physically open the car without a button, you take the cap off the handle. And
doesn't matter, I can't start it without the key. But anyway, yes, you did that for me. Thank you.
When I opened the car, to my surprise, you thought I got an electric shock or something.
Was it really to your surprise?
I opened the car door, and it was disgusting in there.
Hold on now. Back up a bit, buddy. It was not disgusting.
Oh my God, it was disgusting.
It wasn't. There's a few empty bottles of sparkling water and coffee cups and, you know, pastry wrappers and toys and things like that.
Since that happened, all right, I've spoken to a friend of mine who's a producer in the BBC, and they've already started a documentary series on you.
Here in the wilds of Unasville, wherever she parks, this time we'll discover a truly remarkable habitat. Una's car. At first glance, one might mistake it for an abandoned landfill. But look closer and you'll find life thriving in this extraordinary ecosystem.
Oh my God.
Among the half-eaten crisp packets and fossilized coffee cups, small organisms have adapted to survive in the glove box microclimate. A rare and endangered reusable shopping bag lies beneath layers of receipts from 2021. Listen carefully. That rustling sound. That's a wild chicken nugget. Thought extinct since last Tuesday. Every so often, the mighty Una herself returns, disturbing the delicate balance of the ecosystem. As she searches for her keys, which has not been seen since early spring. And so the circle of life continues, powered by caffeine, crumbs, and pure chaos. This is Una's car. A living monument to the resilience of junk.
So there you go. That documentary's going to happen, right?
Talk about exaggerating. I mean, my car's got character, man. You know, it's got the riz. You know what I mean? I worry about people like you whose cars are so clean.
There's something wrong there. A mobile landfill with Bluetooth.
I am never giving you a lift anywhere again after those comments.
Don't sit in Una's car.
Why?
Oh, I remember getting into your car once and putting my seatbelt on. The seatbelt owner started to cough. It was like, oh, what's going on? Don't hurt me. No, something seriously has to be done, because this is why I think you're ill all the time.
I'm not ill all the time.
I genuinely think if we did a swab in your car, there'd be like, I reckon there'd be a new strain of COVID, mRNA, NSA or whatever like this, and there'd be just like loads of germs, loads of bugs. I think they're...
it's good for the your immune system to build that up.
Nobody ever said that.
My twins are going to be hardy, let me tell you. No. They're in it most and they don't complain about it. In fact, they contribute to the mess that's in there. And do I give out to them? No, I don't, because I let them do their thing and I believe in free will, man.
You turned on the air conditioning the other day and flakes of pastry blew into my face.
Lies.
And I was just like, this actually doesn't taste too fresh either.
Do you know what? Maybe my car just doesn't like you.
I nearly got bitten by it, so you never know. I want to know, can we get swabs done in your car?
Swabs?
Just swab the steering wheels.
It's not a crime scene.
It bloody well is a crime scene. I think it's about time that we swabbed your car down and then got it cleaned, like deep, deep, deep clean.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
So does anybody know where we can get it
swabbed?
087 1102 107.
That's swabbing my car.
Anyway, if you clean your car, it'll only be in a mood with you. It's like, oh, I don't like it in here. We're just talking about the mess inside Una's car. Like, I have never in my life come across anybody's car which has been so messy.
Oh my God, have you even lived? Like, seriously. I mean,
I fear for your safety. Una.
It's not. It's grand. It's a little bit messy, but it's fine.
It's not fine.
It's totally fine.
It's not fine.
Yeah,
I saw you. I even saw you get out of your car and wipe your feet.
That's lies. That is lies.
I'd say there'd be only one way to get 99.9999% of all them germs and be to burn the bloody thing out.
Hey, I need my vehicle.
I think if we were to burn your car out of it to get rid of it, I'd say the fumes that will come off that would be like toxic.
Oh my God, you are totally shaming my car now. My car is got character. It's a little bit messy, but that's just the way I like to live my life.
We're not shaming your car.
We totally
Una.
Are.
We are shaming yeah. you. And it's as simple as that. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.